Cassidy and Sundance were three best friends. They have been best friends for as long as they can remember. They were all in the same grade, and they all had the same teacher. Butch, Cassidy, and Sundance were the bullies of the third grade. They loved to pick on little second graders. They liked to push them and shove them, and sometimes they would even throw their shoes over the monkey bars. Now, even though Sundance was their best friend, they even picked on poor Sundance too. They liked to push him and shove him, but they never threw his shoes over the monkey bars. One day, their teacher decided that she would bring cookie dough for the whole class to make cookies. They could choose from chocolate chip to pecan to even peanut butter, and they could decorate them any way they wanted. Well, while the children were inside making their cookies, Butch and Cassidy and Sundance were outside. Butch and Cassidy were picking on another second grader again, while Sundance was swinging on his swing. Sundance was going back and forth and back and forth on his swing, and he was having a great time, until he noticed the second grader's shoes hanging over the monkey bars. He knew it was time to go. As they ran to the classroom, trying to get away from the yard duty, they opened the door and they smelled the yummy smell of chocolate chip cookies. They ran inside, and just as they were about to grab a chocolate chip cookie, the teacher stopped them. "You three are always picking on some little second grader. Your punishment will be to share one cookie between the three of you." Now, Butch and Cassidy, they didn't like the fact of having to share, especially between the three of them. But they devised a plan to where only two of them had to share the cookie. They told this plan to Sundance, thinking that they could trick him.
"Hey, Sundance, we got a plan to where only one of us has to have the cookie."
"Oh, really? What's your plan, guys?"
"Oh, you see, when nap time comes around, we'll all go to sleep, and whoever has the best dream gets to keep the cookie for themselves."
Butch and Cassidy looked at each other, thinking that they had fooled Sundance. But Sundance was a very smart boy, and he knew that this was the best chance to get back at Butch and Cassidy for always picking on him. Nap time came around, and all the children went to sleep, except for Sundance. While the children were sleeping, he slowly got up, and he walked over to the cookie, and he ate it, every single crumb. Then he walked back over to his mat, and he laid down, and he pretended to fall asleep. As soon as he laid his head down on that pillow, Butch and Cassidy woke up, and they looked at each other, and they looked as if they had just seen a ghost.
Butch, yeah, how was your dream?"
My dream?
Oh, my dream's the best. You see, Santa Claus. Yeah, that's right, Santa Claus. He came over to my house, and he took me to the North Pole, and we were riding in a sleigh, and guess what? Rudolph was pulling the sleigh all the way to the North Pole, and the North Pole was made like a great big sundae. The snow was made out of marshmallow cream, and his house sat right on top of the hill, and it was made out of a cherry, and there were trees all around, and they looked like nuts. And I ate everything, and I kept on eating and eating, and I didn't want to go home. And then I woke up.
So, Cassidy, how was your dream?
Oh, ha-ha, my dream's the best, you see, the Easter Bunny. Yeah, the Easter Bunny, yeah, that's right. He came over to my house, and we went on to Easterland, and we hopped on over there, and I saw where the Easter Bunny lived, and he lived in this great, big gingerbread house. And there were Easter eggs all around, and they tasted like chocolate M&Ms with peanuts. And the grass was blue, and the trees were purple, and you could eat everything, and they tasted like Nestle's Crunch Bar. Oh, I ate everything and anything, and I kept on eating and eating, and then I woke up.
When they finished their stories about their dreams, they looked at each other, and they looked down at Sundance, and they noticed that he was sleeping. They decided to wake him up.
"Hey, Sundance, come on, time to wake up, hurry up, wake up.
Is it my turn to tell my story?"
Mm-hmm,
they nodded. "You see, my dream went like this. I dreamt that you, Butch, you went off with Santa Claus to the North Pole, where Santa Claus's house was made out of a cherry, and everything looked like a great big sundae. And you, Cassidy, I dreamt that you went with the Easter Bunny to Easterland, where his house was made of gingerbread, and there were Easter eggs all around that tasted like chocolate M&Ms with peanuts. And so, since you were there, Cassidy, and you were there, Butch, I ate the cookie.